everyone, and welcome back to Having a Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Lucy, and today we're going to do things just a little bit differently. Because it's the holiday, Erica and I have decided to take a break from recording and just spend some time with our family. And I thought, since we're taking a break, but still want to put out content, why don't we put out an episode of My Favorite Husband? Now, My Favorite Husband is the radio show that I Love Lucy was based off of. I know that I've mentioned that. We've mentioned that a few times. I am only putting out an episode that is public domain. There are some that are public domain, and I think that there are some that are not. So I double and triple checked to make sure that this one was. It's called The Sleigh Ride. It came out December 23rd, 1949. It was episode 67 of the radio season, so that's, that's season 2, episode 12, I believe. And it's a fun one. The synopsis is Liz, who is played by Lucy, is taken for a sleigh ride, figuratively and literally, when she and her neighbors borrow a milkman's horse and make a jingle bell trip to the countryside for a Yule log. The party turns sour when the horse insists upon making all of its stops on its milk route. Now, as I mentioned, My Favorite Husband was based on the novels Mr. and Mrs. Cougart, The Record of a Happy Marriage, and Outside Eden by Isabella Scott Rorick. It's also previously been adapted into a film, Our Husband's Necessary, that came out in 1942. Some of the people that you will be hearing, some of the main casts, are Lucille Ball, who plays Liz Cooper, Richard Denning, who plays George Cooper, Ruth Parrott, who plays Katie the maid, Bob Lamont, who's the announcer, and Gail Gordon, who plays Rudolph Atterbury, along with Bay Benaderet, who is Iris Atterbury. In this episode, there is a guest star alert for Hans Conrad, Mr. Wood, that's Cooper's neighbor, Mr. Gunfinger, and the antique store owner. There's also Frank Nelson, who plays the policeman, and Jay Novello, who plays Mr. Neely, the postman. He appears in The Seance, The Visitor from Italy, The Sublace, and 2 episodes of the I Love Lucy show. We talk about all of these people in our episodes. I forgot to mention that Hans Conrad, who's Mr. Wood, that's Cooper's neighbor, appeared in Redecorating. We just spoke of him. And Lucy hires an English tutor, also on The Lucy Show and Lucy's Barbershop Quintet. And then Lucy plays Cleopatra. And I'm not going to go through all of Frank Nelson's appearances on I Love Lucy because we have discussed those before in detail. I hope you guys really enjoy this, and we will see you back in a few weeks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Jello, everybody.
Yes, it's the new gay family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers today, they're in the living room preparing to decorate their Christmas tree. George is snipping a twig here and one there to balance the tree, and Liz is just bringing in the ornaments.
Here are the Christmas tree ornaments. Oh, George, you never know when to stop. Look what you've done to that tree.
Oh, I just want it to be symmetrical, that's all. I only cut a few twigs off the top.
A few twigs. I'm up to my spine in pine. Good heavens, is that the same tree we had a minute ago?
Yes, George wants to be different. We'll have the only Christmas tree in town with a butch haircut.
There, all through.
Yeah, all through is right. I can't decorate an evergreen buggy whip. Now you march right out and buy another tree. You're snip happy.
Oh, this one will do. What's the difference? It'll all be over in a couple of days anyhow.
Oh, my sentimental husband. George, you just don't feel Christmas at all.
No? What's that big pain in my pocketbook?
Go on now, get a new tree.
Tell you what, I'll buy you a tree on Monday. They'll be much cheaper then.
Oh, how could I have married a man with no sentiment? I wonder if it's too late to have our marriage annulled.
Yeah, you better not try it. I might not take you back again.
You might not take me back again.
Ha! That does it. Now I wouldn't marry you again if you were the last woman in the world.
If I was the last woman in the world, I wouldn't have to get married.
Touché.
Oh, don't worry, George. I'll keep you, you unromantic, dull, old, wonderful you.
Thank you.
Too bad we didn't live in the old days. We could just jump in our sleigh and go caroling out into the woods after a Christmas tree.
Nobody ever did that. That's propaganda.
It is not. I'll show you. Where's that Christmas card the Roni sent us?
I'll take your word for it.
Here it is. See the picture? A beautiful little country scene with people riding along in a sleigh and caroling. See? You know what that is? They're dragging in back of the sleigh.
One of the carolers had too much eggnog?
No, that's a Yule log. Mm. That's what they did in those days. They were more full of spirit then. Mm.
Especially that guy they're dragging behind the sleigh.
Oh, now stop it. George, let's get a sleigh and a bunch of people and go out and sing Christmas carols.
Oh, be sensible, Liz. What are you going to do? Go down to Honest Kris Kringle's and buy a used sleigh?
Well, why not? Maybe we could get one that was only pulled by an elderly reindeer from Pasadena. Go on now. Run along and get me a new tree.
All right. Where's my coat?
George, Come here. I'll give you one last chance to prove you have a soul. Now, if I can get a sleigh someplace, will you go caroling with me?
I think I can safely say yes.
Okay, that's a challenge. I'll get one or my name isn't Gladys Cramhopper.
Gladys Cramhopper, that isn't your name.
I know, I'm not taking any chances. Hello. Sam's Livery Stable? I'd like to rent a sleigh. Sleigh. S-L-A-Y. E-Y? E-I-G-H. Are you kidding? Oh, you do? Well, how much is it? What do you mean, with or without reindeer? No, this is not Santa Claus. Goodbye. Oh, it's no use, Katie. Nobody in town rents sleighs.
Oh, too bad.
Have we got a cuckoo clock?
Oh, it's Mr. Wood from next door.
Oh, I'll let him in.
Close the door.
What's the matter?
Mrs. Cooper, could I hide out in your house for a few minutes?
Hide out? What's wrong, Mr. Wood?
It's Christmas vacation, and my 11 children are with me 24 hours a day. My house is like living in a... My, it's quiet in here.
Well, 11 children must be quite a problem on Christmas. Tell me, do they all hang up their stockings?
You wouldn't believe it. Stockings on the mantel, stockings on the chairs, stockings on the curtains. It looks like the washing machine exploded in the living room.
Oh, I'll bet you love every minute of it.
Well, I must admit it's nice on Christmas morning when we all gather in front of the tree. Mrs. Wood, myself, and the 11 children.
I'll bet you can't see the tree for the woods. You get it? See, your name is Wood, and then
Mrs.
I...
Mrs. Cooper.
What?
That joke is one of my oldest friends. If one of our children hasn't made up that joke by the time he's 5, we throw him away. Well, I guess it's safe for me to go home now. The battle of Santa Claus should be about over.
Battle?
Yes. Every year, the believers beat up on the non-believers. Of course, there are more believers, counting Mrs. Wood and myself.
You believe in Santa Claus?
Certainly. I don't know who's been filling my children with those lies about his not being real.
Oh, well, you're just the man I want, Mr. Wood. Can you carol?
Oh, like a lark.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Look, I just want.
God, we know our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Trolley
is your apparel.
I'm sorry, I got carried away.
Mr. Wood, let me tell you my problem. I want to get a group together and go caroling.
Oh, jolly.
But we haven't got a sleigh.
Oh, well, let's see now. Where can we get it? I know there's one down at the antique store, and I know the owner, Joe Gundelfinger.
Joe Gundelfinger? That's an odd name.
You should have heard it before he changed it.
Changed it?
Yes, his name used to be Joe Gundelfoot.
Well, do you think that Mr. Joe would rent it to us or lend it to us?
Well, I'm sure of it. He's a very good friend of mine. Come on, let's go down there. It's just a few blocks.
Oh, George will be so surprised. Let's go.
God rest you, merry gentlemen.
It is, Mrs. Cooper. Gundelfinger's antique shop. Oh, and there's the sleigh.
Gosh, it's an old rickety one.
Well, he just keeps it in the front yard as sort of an ornament. But I think it'll work.
Yeah, it will if we take the pots of ivy out of it. Well, let's go in and see if he'll let us have it. Oh, the store's closed.
No, wait. There's a note on the door there. What does it say?
Closed Friday at court having my name changed again. Signed, Joe Gundelfinger. P.S. Watch for grand opening of Smith's Antique Store.
Oh, that's too bad.
He had to pick today to change his name.
Well, let's just borrow the sleigh. He won't mind.
Well...
Oh, come on.
Well, how will we get it home? Maybe he has some antique reindeer.
I think we can drag it.
Oh, gee, it looks too heavy.
Oh, don't underestimate me, Miss Cooper. I'm a regular Samson.
What's the matter, Samson? Have your hair cut? Oh, here comes Mr. Negley. Maybe he can help you pull it.
Little Mr. Negley, Mrs. Cooper, if Samson can't pull it, what help will Delilah be?
Oh, Mr. Wood, you shouldn't talk like that. He can't help it if he's small.
Good morning, Mrs. Cooper.
Good morning, Delilah. I mean, Mr. Negley.
Good morning, Mr. Negley.
Good morning, Mr. Wood.
Mr. Negley, you're just in time. We're trying to get this sleigh home. Will you help us pull it?
Oh, I'd like to, but I just couldn't. I've been delivering mail since 7 o'clock this morning. I'm plum poop.
Well, I guess you mailmen have to expect a lot of work at Christmas time.
Christmas? So that's what it is.
Mr. Negley, you're pulling my leg.
Oh, Mrs. Cooper. You know, I'm glad that this is the end of my route. You know, I have so much mail I can't carry my bag. I put it on a sled and drag it around after me.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
It's fun, too. When the mail's gone, I belly whop all the way home. I'm pretty good at it, too.
Well, I used to be the block champion.
Oh, so did I. I can still beat all my 11 kids. I'll bet I can even beat both of you belly whopping.
Well, you should. You got more to whop with than we have.
Mrs. Cooper.
Look, this isn't getting the sleigh home. We're going to have a sleighing party, Mr. Negley. Oh, can you sing?
Sing? Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la.
Let's take him along anyway.
Okay. Come on, help us pull this thing.
Oh, say, I have a better idea. Let me run home and get my motorcycle. We can pull the sleigh with that.
Oh, good.
I'll sled home. That'll be faster.
Okay. There he goes. Walk along, Cassidy. everybody ready to go?
We can leave as soon as Mr. Cooper gets here.
Oh, where is George anyhow?
Well, I'm all set. I brought my blanket, my mittens, my earmuffs, and a hot toddy bottle.
You mean a hot water bottle?
Just for that, you can't drink out of it.
I've got a thermos full of hot chocolate.
Will you be warm enough, Turtle Dove?
Oh, yes. I've got on my galoshes and an extra pair of longies.
Oh, here comes George. Hi, George!
Hey, what's going on?
I told you I could get a sleigh. Come on, we're going caroling and bring home a Yule log.
Oh, now, Liz.
You promise. Come on, get in the sleigh. Hang on tight, everybody. All set, Mr. Negley?
Encante.
Here we go. Up, Donder. Down, Negley. Up, Motor. Down, Cycle. Hey, Mr. Negley, come back for us. You forgot to put the harness on it.
Hey! Well, speaking of Yuletide, Yule logs, and other Yule things reminds me, you'll love this gay and gorgeous holiday fruit cocktail mold made with shimmering Jell-O. Here's what to do. Prepare rich red strawberry Jell-O as directed, using fruit cocktail syrup, water, and 2 tablespoons of lemon juice for the liquid. When slightly thickened, fold in 1 cup of drained canned fruit cocktail and 1/4 cup of coarsely chopped nut meats. Chill until firm in a star mold, then unmold and garnish with whipped cream and holly leaves. It's a beauty. All 6 delicious Jell-O flavors are rich with wonderful locked-in goodness. And all 6 sparkling colors are gay as Christmas candles. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. Look for those big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, a registered trademark of General Foods Corporation.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now, back to the Coopers. The sleigh proved too much of a load for Mr. Negley's motorcycle, and we find our old-fashioned carolers heeding that old-fashioned advice, get a horse. They're trudging down the street, horseward bound.
It's only a couple of blocks further.
Katie, are you sure the milkman will lend us his horse?
He said he would on the phone.
Oh, it's cold. Let's keep moving, huh?
Yeah, my goosebumps are nudging each other to keep warm.
Gee, look in that window. Those people have a fire in the fireplace. Doesn't that look good?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it's warm in there.
Hey, I got a wonderful idea. We're supposed to be carolers. Well, let's serenade this house, and maybe they'll ask us in.
Oh,
good idea. What'll we sing?
Well, how about Jingle Bells?
Okay. Give us the key.
Huh?
Give us the key.
Oh, I don't bother with keys. I just sing. Here we go. 1, 2, jingle
bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, look, look, someone's coming to the window.
Oh, carolers?
Yes?
Come a little closer to the window.
Oh, come on, he wants to thank us. Well, mister, how did you like it?
Oh,
we had to pick Scrooge's house.
Are you enjoying your old-fashioned Christmas, Liz?
Oh, shut up and help me chip this water off.
Would you like some hot chocolate? I brought the thermos along.
Oh, Katie, you're a lifesaver.
Oh, the cork is stuck.
Here, I'll hold the top.
I don't know what he got so mad about. Sounded pretty good to me.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun.
Well, how do you like that?
What?
I had this thermos cup in my hand, and that man dropped a quarter in it.
This may be the start of a great new business.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun.
What have we here? Let me see your license.
License? What for? Caroling?
No, panhandling.
Panhandling? Now, just a minute. We weren't panhandling. This cup is for hot chocolate.
Sure, and you always sweeten it with a lump of money.
Oh, that was just a coincidence.
Yeah. Katie was trying to get the cork out, and I was just holding the cup out like this, and I...
Merry Christmas, lady.
Now, wait a minute.
Not panhandling, eh?
I knew the minute I looked at you, you were a bunch of bums.
Oh, yeah? Well, this bum here happens to be George Cooper.
Now, let me handle this, Liz. Officer, I'm George Cooper, vice president of the Sheridan Falls National Bank.
What?
Yeah, and these other bums are important people, too.
Liz, please. We were just caroling, officer.
Well, I don't know.
Listen to that beautiful speaking voice.
Huh?
Oh, I'll bet you sing a wonderful bass.
Oh, it's not so good.
Oh, come on, give us the honor of singing one song with you.
Well, I'm on duty, but... jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle... Oh, go on and get out of here and no more caroling.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas.
Officer.
Yes? What is it? What's the matter?
I'd like to report it a stolen vehicle, please.
Yeah. Well, wait till I get my book out and I'll take down all the details. Okay. Yeah, what's your name?
Schmidt. No.
No?
No, my name is Gundelfinger. Yeah. It wouldn't be Schmidt for a couple of weeks yet.
Why? Are you getting married?
No, I'm just changing my name. It's still Gundelfinger.
Gundelfinger?
Yeah.
You wouldn't like to come back in a couple of weeks and report this, would you?
No. I want to catch the chiefs right now.
Okay. What was the license number?
It didn't have a license number. It was just out in front of my shop with ivy in it.
Ivy who?
Just ivy, little leaves and stems.
Yes. What was the make?
A flexible flyer.
Huh?
Yeah, was their big model.
Oh, sedan, huh?
No, one horse open.
What kind of an automobile was this?
It wasn't an automobile. It was a sleigh. And I gotta get it back. I need that sleigh for Christmas.
Yes, of course. When did you first notice it was missing, Mr. Claus?
No, please, Gundelfinger. You don't understand. It's an antique sleigh, and I got a customer who's gonna buy it for a Christmas present. He's going to make a lamp out of it.
Yes, of course. I'll keep my eyes open. I'll look in back of every horse I see.
Oh, thank you. Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht.
You up and have a real old-fashioned sleigh ride.
Oh, I think it was real nice of the milkman to lend us his horse.
Come on, let's sing again. One, two, three.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Just a minute. Let's dispense with all this singing.
Hi, officer.
Shh. It's you again, them bums. I see you got someone to sing in my place.
Oh, the horse. Well, I can explain.
No, let me guess. You just happened to hold out a cup, and someone dropped a horse into it.
Officer, I know it looks bad.
Now, you go home and stay there. I'm going to just charge this off to Christmas madness. First, some crackpot reports a stolen sleigh. Now I find you with a singing horse.
A stolen sleigh? Who was it stolen from?
You wouldn't believe the man's name if I told it to you. Now run along, and if I catch you out again, I'm going to run you in, understand?
Oh, yes, and thank you. Merry Christmas, officer. Come on, everybody, let's go.
Well, we're finally on our way.
Oh, no, we're taking... taking this sleigh back to Gindelfunger.
Oh, George, let's take a little ride.
Nothing doing.
Just a little eensy-teensy one.
You heard what the cop said. This is stolen property.
Oh, but that cop's the only one who knows, and we'll be out of his district in a minute. We can take the sleigh back later.
No.
Well, let's take a boat. What do you three in the back seat say?
Oh, I'd like to go for a long ride. I like holding your hand under the blanket, Katie.
Why, Katie.
I like holding your hand, too, Katie.
Why, Katie.
I don't know what either of you are talking about. Both my hands are in my pockets.
Let go of my hand, Mr. Negley.
Sorry.
Come on, horse. This is no time to stop. Get up. What's the matter with him?
Stop! Stop that sleigh!
Oh, look down at the corner. Here comes that cop. Let's get out of here, Liz.
Come on, horse. Get going.
Oh, no, he stopped again.
Get up, darn it. This is no time to play games. Get up!
Stop in the name of the law!
Oh, that's better. Hey, this horse is a stool pigeon. He's turning us over to that cop.
I'm afraid this is part of the milkman's route.
Oh, no!
Oh, fine. The horse is stopping at each house to deliver milk.
Let's get out and run for it.
No, give me those reins, Liz. I'll get him off the route.
Turn left at this corner. That'll do it.
Okay.
Stop or I'll shoot!
Come on, horse. We're turning here. Oh, he won't turn. Oh, come on, horse. We're going left. Left, you hear?
Careful, George. He's breaking loose. Oh, great. Stranded in the middle of an intersection with a hot sleigh.
Hands up. Hands up, all of you. I got you covered.
Hi, officer. Officer, we can explain. It all started because I wanted to go and get a Yule log.
Save your breath. You're coming to the station.
But it's Christmas time.
I know, and I'm going to give you a little present. It's a sale marked Do Not Open Till After Christmas.
Look, officer, we were really on our way back to Gundelfinger's to return the sleigh.
Yes, he's a very good friend of mine.
Well, I'll go with you and be sure you do return it. And I'll give you exactly 10 to get it out of this intersection. One.
But we don't have a horse. How can we get it out?
Two. That's your worry. Three.
All right, fellas, get down there.
What?
Four.
All of you, get down there and pull. I'll steer.
Five.
Oh, wait till I get you home, Liz. I'll take this shaft. Wood, you and Negley take the other.
Six.
Come on, boys. That's the old Yule spirit.
Seven.
Hey, you're moving it. Yule track. Hiya. Hiya, Yule track.
Yes, Lucille, what's on the agenda for tonight?
Well, you don't have to get nasty about it. I just wanted to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to the North Pole.
The North Pole?
Yes, to visit Santa Claus. I'll be a little girl who's waited all year for Santa.
Hey, are you Santa Claus, huh? Are you? Huh?
Yeah, I'm Santa.
Oh, well, where's your red suit? And where's your reindeer?
They're all put away. I'm not going anyplace this Christmas.
Oh, you're not?
Nope. Well, why should I? I've been giving away things for as long as I can remember. Nobody ever gave me anything.
Well, if you go, I'll give you a live frog.
I don't want one.
Well, I'll give you some bubble gum.
No.
Hardly chewed.
No.
I'll give you a sled and a big doll, and I'll even give you some Jell-O.
No, I'm not going. Did you say Jell-O?
You see, that always gets him.
Real Jell-O?
Yep, and it's six delicious flavors. Strawberry and raspberry and raspberry and strawberry and lime and orange and lemon.
With the flavor locked in by a special process so it can't get out till your first delectable spoonful.
Uh-huh.
So good it makes you think of the real ripe fruit itself.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to look for the big red letters on the box. I'll make my regular trip this year. Ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rorick. Tonight's program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. The part of Katie the Maid was played by Ruth Parrott. Watch for Lucille Ball in the Columbia picture Miss Grant Takes Richmond. And be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree. Oh, it's log cabin syrup for mine. With that real Northwoods flavor so fine, oh so fine. Blended cane and pure maple, it's tops on your table. That real maple flavor does pancakes a favor. It's log cabin syrup for mine.
Yes, log cabin is the syrup with that delicious Northwoods maple flavor. It's America's most popular quality table syrup. Enjoy it on waffles or pancakes for Sunday night suppers, as well as at breakfast.
It's log cabin syrup for mine.
Listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week. Bob Vermon speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.